Yeah, I'm Al Simpson, former U.S. Senator from the state of Wyoming, and great fan of William F. Frederick Buffalo Bill Cody, and you'll hear some more. Between the years 1895 and 1905, he was the most famous person in the world. Now, that's a hell of a statement, but that is exactly what he was, and the reason for that is because the world knew him. His show, of course, was a stunner, because it had cowboys and Indians and gauchos and, you know, the most extraordinary Western type of extravaganza, the Wild West Show. He was a very articulate man. Dashing would be hardly a word. And it wasn't that he was just a party guy. He started the canal system in Cody, Wyoming. He founded the town. He set the tone of a beautiful little community on the Shoshone River. My affection and regard for Buffalo Bill comes from a pretty deep reservoir. My grandfather, William L. Simpson, was one of his attorneys. My grandmother injured her foot, and the big ball was at the Irma, I think it was 1901 or 1902. She's sitting in her chair outside by a ditch. There was no interior water, and suddenly Buffalo Bill came up, and with a sweep of his hat and his characteristic arc, he swept it, and he said he brought her a dozen roses and sang to her, "When You and I Were Young, Maggie." Now, you don't think my mother, my grandmother, who lived to be 100, ever forgot that. She talked about it all the rest of her days.